Okay, hold up. We right back. I got a quick question for y'all. I got a quick question for y'all. Right? This is a very important, like this is, I got a very important question for y'all. Right? Because we've been hearing some crazy shit going on. Right? Now, maybe it's just crazy for me. Right. So this is why I gotta ask y'all questions. Right? I gotta ask y'all questions because people are saying that Steph Curry, right? People are saying that Steph Curry is the best point guard in history. Right? The best point guard in history. And so I just want to ask the question. Right? I just want to ask the question. What do y'all think? I'm just trying to see what y'all think. Right? Let's look over here. Right? Now, these are supposed to be clutch time stats. Oh, so it doesn't really do lifetime. Right? But if we go through here and we look at our guy, right? Clutch time stats. Now, Steph don't look that bad, right? Right? Steph don't look that bad. 69 points this season, right? During the fourth quarter or overtime with less than 5 minutes remaining and neither team ahead by more than 5 points. That's what's defined as clutch time. Now, here's what I want to say, right? Because people have different definitions until they created this stat line. People had different definitions of what constitutes clutch time. Now, for those of us that's in the know, we know that Steph Curry is actually 0 for 8 when it comes to game winning shots with the money on the line, okay? 0 for 8. He is 0 for 8, right? So I want to ask you guys, right? I want to ask you guys, let me see who's in here. Is anybody in here this early in the damn morning? I might have to wait and see what the comments say, right? We might have to wait and see what the comments say. I don't think we got nobody this early, right? It's just us, right? We just did that long 4 hour video and then I restarted. So put this in the comment section. Okay. Put this in the comment section. I need your answers in the comment section. Is Steph Curry better than Magic Johnson? Like, seriously. No cap. All right. I want to know who you think is a sicker point guard. Okay. No pun was intended. All right. Let me rephrase that. Okay. Who was better with the money on the line? Magic Johnson, who has my vote as the best point guard in history. All right. Period. Over Stockton, over anybody. Like Magic. All right. Period. Because I think winning the game, like, I think we're getting away from winning the game. Right, winning the game has to be important, and we just saw Steph miss possibly another one of the biggest shots of his life. Right, KD went down, Klay went down, and then with everything on the line, you could have won the game. You hit that brick, right? Does that mean Steph Curry is not one of the best? Actually, you know what? Hold up. We got to re-examine all this shit. Hold on. Let me see this shit. Let me see. Because I'm not sure if it's available. Hold on. 3-point shooter pyramid. I've seen some disturbing shit. Right? Let's take a look at this pyramid. Look at this shit here. This, I thought this was highly disrespectful. Right? It's a little blurry. Let me see. If I could find a clearer one. Oh, is that the clearer one? Okay. Right, let me see if I go to the site. Will it be clearer? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Now look at this here. Highly disrespectful. Highly disrespectful. How could Steph Curry sit on top this pyramid? Right? How is it possible that Steph Curry sits on top this pyramid and he cannot hit any buzzer beaters? Right? Nah. He got to come down off of there. Steph Curry is not a better three-point shooter, in my opinion. Now we done with the Magic versus Steph Curry thing. Now we on best three-point shooter, right? So we're gonna deal with both these issues in this video. Damn. This is a Steph Curry slander campaign. All right. Shit. I actually did not mean this to become a Steph Curry slander campaign. Okay. So I don't want to hear y'all start any of that light skin, dark skin shit back up. But this could be considered an older generation versus the newer generation conversation. That might work, right? Because I watched Larry Bird destroy people. Like I remember when Larry Bird told persons, yo, we about to go to the timeout. And when we come out of the timeout, I'm gonna hit the three-pointer right from that spot right there on the floor, and I'm gonna destroy y'all, and we're gonna win the game. I'm getting ready. Now listen, my coach just called timeout. I'm gonna listen to the huddle up, but I'm telling you, like literally, Bird was that cocky with it. He's telling the other team what his coach is calling in the huddle so that they know how to defend it because he was that confident they still couldn't stop it. He's like, yo, listen, I'm getting ready to come out of this timeout. We're going to run a play. I'm going to get the ball right there, and I'm going to hit the game-winning three-pointer and win the game. Sure enough, he came out of the timeout. They ran a play. He got the ball where he said he was going to get it and hit the game-winning buzzer-beating three. Right? Some of y'all too young to have seen that shit, so y'all don't remember that. Right? But y'all all should have remembered this guy right here. Right? This guy right here. Y'all should remember that guy right there. Right? Y'all should remember this guy right here. Remember that? Rebound bounces out. It gets tapped over to my man in the corner, and he destroys San Antonio. Remember that? As y'all talking that Kawhi shit, do y'all remember the buzzer beater that won the Miami Heat, the championship that destroyed San Antonio? Right? Do y'all remember this guy right here was a assassin in terms of winning the games with threes? I think this is a atrocity right here. Steph Curry does not deserve to be on top of this pyramid. In fact, all three of these guys, I don't think you can be on the top of this pyramid, right? You can't be on top of this pyramid unless you actually hit three-pointers to win a game. And you have championships, right? So if that's the case, these two guys are up there, tier one, right? Then you got tier two, which should be consistent of guys that hit buzzer beaters to win games. So Reggie's got to go here. My man Steve. Oh, wait a minute. What is Steve doing down here? Nah. Hell no. We've seen Steve Kerr under threat, duress, and coercion from Michael Jordan. Hit buzzer beaters to win the game. Right? Come on, man. This guy, right? Come on, man. This shit is bullshit, man. Yeah, man. Some of this shit. Yeah. Oh, hell no. What is my man Glenn doing? Wait. Come on, man. Nah. Wait a minute. What is this? This guy right here was an absolute serial killer. Look at this guy right here. A absolute serial killer. No way. Oh! Oh! No, no, no. This whole shit got to get reevaluated. No way. Come on, man. You got absolute, this tier four, all one, two, three, all three of these guys, one, two, and three, are absolute serial killers. And all of them, by my standards, could easily be in tier one. These are buzzer beater hitting guys. Game on the line, big money ballers right here that have rings, right? And I just don't remember Chauncey hitting one, but Chauncey was a killer too. You know what I'm saying? Harden, Harden got to get his playoff life together, man. Harden has to get out of Houston and get into a real system. They got to get rid of Harden. Harden has to get rid of himself. He has to leave Houston. Staying in Houston, they're just going to keep that program where Harden gets to go crazy and he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to waste that talent. You know what I'm saying? That would be dope to see Harden get traded to LA right now. Woo! Oh, my goodness. LeBron and AD should take a pay cut. $10 million apiece. Chip in. $8 million apiece. Pay this man. Everybody figure it out. Create that dynasty. Right? But nah, man. Come on, bro. Seriously. This guy's 0 for 8 in game winning shots, man. He got to come down from there. So, just give me y'all opinion. What do y'all think, man? You know what I'm saying? Give me your opinion, what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? And we'll see what, you know, we'll see what's good. But he's definitely not the best point guard, and he's definitely not the best three-point shooter. You know what I'm saying? I was under that shit, that spell, too. You know what I'm saying? I was running around thinking that, too. Like, oh, yeah, Steph Curry. No. Steph Curry is simply the first guy allowed in the NBA to play street ball, right? That's all. If Rafer Austin or Allen Iverson would have been allowed to do the shit that he does, he gets away with now, right? It would have been a completely different league. If Allen Iverson would have been able to just be himself in the league, it would have been a totally different league, right? So first of all, Steph Curry should be getting down every day and thanking. When he does his prayers, he should be thanking God for Allen Iverson. He wouldn't be able to do none of that dribbling shit that he's doing now if it wasn't for Allen Iverson. They'd be calling carry and turnover and all kind of weirdo shit on him every time he try to get with the mix master. The reason why he's able to do all that shit and pausing the shot and all that is because Allen Iverson existed and took all the heat. He was the trailblazer, right? So, but the jury's not out. Steph Curry's still pooping. So, you know, he can go on a rampage and start hitting game-winning buzzer beaters. You know what I'm saying? And then earn this spot because he already has the rings. He already has the rings. But you got to hit some buzzer beaters, bro. You got to perform under pressure, under threat, duress, and coercion like this guy right here. Right? I got to say it. These two guys right here, Ray Allen and Larry Bird, like these, Ray Allen should come out of retirement. He should go to LA right now. Like these are guys that, with the money on the line, hit the three. Like, it's a whole nother, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. You know what I'm saying? This guy right here, like, bro, I have bars. What I said? A Paul Pierce a playoff to get this yay off like I'm J-Boss. Woo! That's old throwback bars, though. Right? But, like, come on, man. Paul Pierce was a killer, bro. killer. And nobody, like, come on, man. MBK right here. Natural born killer. You know what I'm saying? Even your man right here. Even your man right here. He got to be on game time. He got to go up higher than Steph. He ain't got no ring, but shit. He's been proven to hit that deep three game winning money ball. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that has to count. That has to count because that's what it's all about. What happens when all the marbles on the line? You know what I'm saying? I forgot what they used to call this nigga, Jason Terry. What the fuck was his name? I forgot what his nickname was, but these guys that was known to hit the shot with the money on the line. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Dirk. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Seriously, man. He got to come down from there. It's too much. The more I think, it's just too much. Like, seriously, bro. You're not the best three-point shooter of all time, and you can't hit a game-winning shot. Fuck they do that at?